your vibes is in the gutter. I would lift it up at the top. Erica rap them close to beat and invite sleeping on the track. The combination of the group destroyer. All evident. The main objection of the track with tear the whole place. Splattered off the people in the lungs. They all get up and they are singing.
Whoa, now retaliation. Singing. Whoa, now we're gonna wake up the nation. Such a different corporation. We're taking over your station. And we're gonna change your vibration.
Them can't take this way from where. Pop off a boy on tonight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, think I'm Queen Ansem. Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA, and the Scaclia to lead in Homosqueam Mustail.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm one half of the dynamic duo that usually is here every second Thursday. My name is Fleur. Usually there's a handsome man beside me named Christian, but alas, he is away this week. So I am doing it solo. If you're new to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, we profile music and musicians that take the root of positive action over apathy. And what that really means is that we try and find songs that have a positive social justice message, or alternatively, we just like the song and we want to play it. But we also try and endeavor to find out what philanthropic work the musician has been involved in. That's in an effort to inspire you, the listener, to get out and be involved with something that you're passionate about, a charity that is close to your heart, or you might find inspiration from what we tell you with regards to what artists have been doing, what charitable works, and go out and support the charity that your favorite artist has been involved. So usually we are playing a mix of songs. Tonight we have a bit of a theme going on for the first half of the show. Jazz Festival, the 2017 TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, is starting next Thursday, June 22nd, and is running for 10 days. A little disclosure, I do work for the organization that curates and programs and runs and organizes the Epic Festival. So, you know, when you have a radio show of your own, you can take these liberties. So I thought, you know what, I am going to play all the bands that I am excited to see over the next 10 days to get you guys inspired to get out and get amongst the wonderful music that is not just necessarily jazz. You know, the Jazz Festival encompasses a whole schwackload of different genres, including hip-hop, blues, Latin world, you name it, pretty much any kind of music goes, except for Christian rock and heavy metal, I have to say. But there's a lot of fantastic bands, and the first band you heard tonight was Thievery Corporation with one of their songs from a while ago, but it's a goodie, and it's very relative to what we are trying to do here at Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, putting on songs that really have a fantastic message. And Radio Retaliation, the album and that song you just heard, definitely has that. And Thievery Corporation, I am very excited. Christian and I are hopefully going along to see that. If you've never heard of them before, they're a DC-based recording artist and DJ collective, and they were formed in the summer of 1995. Rob Garza and Lounge co-owner Eric Hilton were drawn together over their mutual love of club life, as well as dub, bossa nova, and jazz records. And as you can tell by that song we just heard, there's definite themes going in of all those three genres in that song. And they decided to see what would come of mixing all these in a recording studio. And from this, in 1996, they started their 18th Street Lounge Music record label. They've released 10 albums today, and their latest album, The Temple of I and I was released in February 2017. And if you haven't heard that album, do check it out. It's a sterling album, and it's what I love about Thievery is every album you hear, you can tell it's Thievery. They do have their own special sound, but they really make it diverse. So it's a new listening experience every time you get to play one of the Thievery albums. In 2008, they released their fifth studio album, which is what we just featured. I'm using the Royal We tonight because usually Christian's here. So that's where that comes from. Radio Retaliation was released, like I said, in 2008, and that was through their independent music label. They said, apart from of this album, they said, apart from a few independent bastions, there is no musical informational freedom on the US airwaves anymore. The traditional public commons have been sold to the highest corporate bidders. Music is suffering and society is suffering too. Radio Retaliation is about an exodus of conscious people who are willing to acknowledge something is wrong with the official version in news and culture, and therefore we need to create our own channels, explains Eric Hilton. I love that, and if you're an avid listener to CITR, you can appreciate having these independent, community-minded radio stations like CITR that give that alternative voice to the mainstream commercial radio stations. Now, Thievery Corporation is going to be playing the Orpheum on June 28th and 29th, that's two Thursdays from now, as part of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. And I know there are still tickets available. They have a 12-piece band coming along with them. It's going to be a crazy night of fun and funky music. And as always, we always try and highlight what bands have done philanthropically or social sort of activism, and Thievery Corporation have done a lot of amazing stuff over the years. They take a progressive political stance on various issues, including opposing war and what they regard as exploitative trade agreements, while supporting also human rights and food programs. In September 2005, the group actually participated in the Operation Ceasefire concert with the objective of ending the Iraq War. They also added one of their songs to Causes One, which is the 2007 Waxploitation Causes albums, where 100% of those proceeds went to three nonprofits, including Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch, and Oxfam America, all fantastic organizations doing great work. So we're going to keep the music going from the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival for this year. The next band I've chosen is Ziggy Marley. Very excited to see Ziggy Marley. He was born in 1968, obviously is one of Bob Marley's, was actually the eldest son of Bob Marley and Rita Marley. He's actually the leader of the band Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers. And Ziggy was a nickname given to him by his father, Bob Marley, meaning Little Spliff, which is pretty appropriate. His siblings actually formed the Melody Makers and named after the British weekly pop rock music Melody Maker. And their recording debut was Children Playing in the Streets. And this track was written for them by their father, Bob Marley, who had composed the songs 4 years earlier for them and wanted to share this gift with children around the world. And I thought this was fantastic. Like, Ziggy's got to be about 10 or 11 when this album came out. And all the royalties, or this song came out, I should say, all the royalties from the single were pledged to the United Nations to aid its efforts during the International Year of the Child. So obviously, Ziggy had a very early experience of giving back, and you can see that throughout his music and his activities that he's done over the years. And in 2014, he came out with his fifth studio album entitled Fly Rasta, and it won the Grammy for Best Reggae Album at the 57th Grammy Awards. He announced his sixth solo album, Ziggy Marley, to be released in the spring of 2016. And I Am Human was released in January of this year, his new single. He's playing the Vogue on June 26th as part of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. It's a Monday night, and I can't think of a better way to spend a Monday night than to spend some time with Ziggy Marley. He founded Unlimited Resources Giving Enlightenment called Urge, which works to help children, especially in Jamaica and Ethiopia. And he signed as the official supporter of Little Kids Rock, a nonprofit organization that provides free musical instruments and free lessons to children in public schools throughout the United States. So again, done some fantastic work. What you're going to listen to now is Ziggy Marley with his song Conscious Party, which is basically from Ziggy Marley Live at KCRW. So this is actually a live recording from another radio station down in the States. So without further ado, you're on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. Here is Ziggy Marley.
Just fall. just be sitting there on the sideline, be out there planting seeds. She said, love, love, ain't for everything, yeah.
Love for all living things.
That's why she's my baby, that's why she's my queen. Started with a plot in the neighbor's yard, with a couple of friends and a bottle of wine. You know it wasn't too hard. Don't know how good it feels to eat your own tomatoes and string beans. She says, love, love, it ain't for everything, yeah. That's why she's my baby, that's why she's my queen. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. And it all began with a story that you told me about some punks down in Mexico City. They had no jobs, so they got their hands dirty in abandoned lots, making gardens empty. She says,
love, ain't love, but ain't for everything, yeah. Love for all living things.
That's why she's my baby. That's why she's my queen.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh,
isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody.
Exercise, exercise, exercise.
Ou ka di parola, se parola bon Dieu. Ou ka di comme ça, se volonté à yo Saint-An. Ouvre nous tout côté ou, pour nous pe aller. Vive au paradis, c'est le côté qui ka compté. Ouvre les moun comprend, c'est vous qui n'y raison. Et les moun qui entend, yo pas besoin vivre plus longtemps. Faut moun choisi on bord. Espérer c'est le bon, évèle nous qui mort, bon Dieu qui fait qu'on nous content. Qui j'en doute qui fait arriver, rentrer en casa bon Dieu. Évite bien nous souiller, remplissant ainsi.
paradis étranger. C'est yo qui dangereux, yo pas verré comme
moun yo qui en passe la terre.
Yo savez bien, pour qui yo kagoumbe, à pas pour mon Dieu.
Et quoi yo en place de Dieu,
yo pas de respecter aïe, si ça va kassam yo, presque fond.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Hey. Hey yo, my flesh came from ashes, flashbacks are drastic. I sleep with a vision in the region of the legends. On park bench, the sparks, seven stars from the heavens. My dream, my eyes are blessed with them drums to test. Awareness is undressed, that's why I'm getting no rest. My heart's full of poems from the dome, I cab home. I keep my windows closed so I can focus on my fifth eye. Line with the rhyming, serve with right timing. What's the logic? See, when you persecute your own, then you force them to live home and force them to grip stones. I've seen broken spiral lips wrapped in band-aid. Been betrayed for years with holes behind the shades. Memories of on vacation with those stacking Swiss bank, shit stanks, dollars and cents that goes to tanks. Lips smacking with no doubts of action. Provide for your people, there won't be no sequel. Yo,
we rock the mic like
all day, all night.
Master in this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
Master in this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
Master in this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like wake up, I got to represent the nation.
You see, the government's been pulling more strings than Santana. That's why my nonfiction got more pop than Tropicana. Squeezing it tight and extracting all the juice. I squeeze it in the booth and extracting all the truth. See, these times are vivid, you cannot be timid. Your potential's infinite, there is not one limit. So stop following the sheep, you wallow in defeat. Lazy as deceit, shady as a back street. Open up your mind, strong with your opinion. Silence is no way to open up a new millennium, especially not this one. The tricks are out of the shade. Saddle up and be brave, a new battle awaits. It ain't the clash of civilization, it's the backlash of colonization. Break your mental incarceration. Like Wally said, I guess the feeling is mutual. You cannot be neutral.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
Master in this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
Master in this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
Master in this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
When I wake up, I got to represent the nation.
This is a state of emergency, exposed to the elements, like walking alone across a barren parking lot. Keep thinking I'm getting shot, not from standing on no block, just reflecting and discouraged by how the world is so messed up. Deceivers lead us even deeper into the depths of their shopping mall hell. Watch your head swell like a modern day lobotomy, a heritage of poverty, to lie to win the lottery, fast from living broke.
Here we come to save the day.
Here's a coupon, you'll buy your own life back. Now that's a real price chop, this rhyme's a new MSG. Micro cuts in your ear, create a taste and stop to sleep. If your dependency is deep, you run the risk of losing stamina. Ideas ain't for amateur, careful cause we handle ya. We move excitedly to leave behind blind believers. They can fend for themselves, we done made our comeback.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
Master in this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
Master in this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
In this duty now.
You know what time it is.
We rock the mic like
all day, all night.
When I wake up, I got to represent the nation.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Montreal's own Nomadic Massive. What a fantastic band. They're actually going to be playing, as you guessed it, at the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. I'll get there in the end. If you have just joined us tonight, I'm flying solo. Usually Christian's here, but it's just Fleur for the next hour. And I have decided that we are going to listen to some of the featured artists at the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. So my Christian and I are very equal in our duties when we do the radio show. I choose a bunch of songs, Christian chooses a bunch of songs, then we put it together and make the radio show. So my choices this week have actually all been from the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival this year to highlight all the wonderful music that is going on in Vancouver over the next 10 days starting next Thursday, June 22nd. So Nomadic Massive is called a hip-hop supergroup, and they're based out of Montreal, like I said, since 2004. And the membership of the band varies depending on song, but their ensemble includes rappers, singers, keyboardists, saxophonists, trumpets, trombone, guitarists, bass, and drums. Now, you couldn't fit any more musicians or singers on the stage after all that. And many of the members are multi-instrumentalists and trade spots on stage, which is really cool. They have lyrics in diverse languages, including English, French, Creole, Spanish, and Arabic. And they celebrate global music through an Afro-Latin twist with their hip-hop, which we definitely saw then. In 2004, the collective made up of solo artists was created in Montreal in order to participate in a hip-hop festival in Havana, Cuba, which is kind of cool. And in 2015, the group launched its first EP entitled Nomad's Land. Then 2005, the group launched its first EP entitled Nomad's Land. And then in 2016, after 3 years of international touring, they released a new album entitled The Big Band Theory. And that is the song that is from the album that you just heard. And the song we just heard was Duty. And in they've had three albums since they've started. So Nomad's Land in 2006, Nomadic Massive in 2009, and then The Big Band Theory last year. They've also had two EPs, Nomad's Land EP in 2004 and Any Sound in 2013. In 2016, they played a show as part of the Ovation Concert Series. And like I mentioned, they are going to be performing on Saturday, June 24th at Performance Works on Granville Island. It is going to be a massive show. Excuse the pun, seeing as they're called Nomadic Massive, but it is really going to be a high energy show. So I recommend, if you haven't bought your tickets, get down and get your tickets through Coastal Jazz online and get ready for a fantastic night of entertainment. Prior to that, you heard Bocante with their song, and I am sorry, I am totally going to bastardize this. I hope I said it right. I can't speak French, so apologies in advance for that. Newly formed Bocante is the brainchild of Snarky Puppy founder Michael League. The word Bocante means exchange in Creole, and the language of the vocalist Malika Triolen's youth group up on the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe. Now living in Montreal, she stands among eight musicians from four continents, each one accomplished in their own right and well-versed in music far beyond their point of origin. The band's debut album, Strange Circles, combined West African music, Zeppelin-esque blues and Caribbean kalaja with a singing in Creole and French. The band says unity was paramount in the formation of this group. Michael League said this. Though the ensemble is multilingual, multicultural, and multi-generational, we all feel connected as musicians and people, and in combining our different accents, I feel that there is a strangely common and poignant sound, one that can reach and relate to listeners around the world. So, singing in both Creole and French, Trillin's words draw nuanced pictures of the struggles we face in our world today, including racism, refugee crisis, a dying planet, apathy towards human suffering, and offer words of thankfulness for those things which unify us, as well as hope for the future of our race. Bocante is a vibrant image of what it wishes to see the world would be: connection, unity, and love through exchange. They are playing at the Vogue on June 27th as part of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, so you can check them out. And prior to that, we had Vancouver's own Buckman Ko. He's a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and he is actually going to be supporting Ziggy Marley at the Vogue on June 26th. So I know a lot of people don't like going down to see the opener for bands. They sort of, you know, go to the pub, have a beer, and then show up around 9 o'clock to see the main act. If you are going to go to Ziggy Marley or you're thinking about it, honestly, go down and check out Buckman Ko. I love that song. I think he's going to be a fantastic addition to the night. And he's a passionate activist and believer in the power of music and art to help shape a brighter future. He debuted with the Windhorse mini album in 2005 and then a full-length album, By the Mountain's Feet, in 2012. His 2013 EP release, Crow's Nest, is what we heard the song Love for All Things. Now, Ko says, I wrote these songs in response to the threat of the Pacific Northwest faces with proposed oil pipelines and old friends' stories about Japan after the tsunami. And of course, with a little bit of time dedicated to love, growing food, and getting spiritually psychedelic, which is very cool. In 2013, he worked with the Rain Coast Conservation Foundation on two projects centred on the potentially catastrophic consequences of the proposed and highly contentious Enbridge-Northern Gateway pipeline. And he's involved in the Groundswell documentary project as well. So that was Buckman Co. At the start of that after Ziggy Marley. So we had a four-parter there. Now we're going to shift some gears and I have another band for you from the next four songs are from the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. And then we move on to Christian songs, which one or two are for, or actually one of his is going to be featured at the festival as well. But for the next four songs, these are all bands that are going to be on. And the next one is Sammy Miller and the Congregation. And if you like live and funky blues, you are going to love Sammy Miller and the Congregation. They are on a mission to put the generosity back into jazz and bring art back to the people. We play joyful jazz music that feels good, which I love that saying. That was from their Facebook post. And a native of Los Angeles, Grammy-nominated drummer Sammy Miller has become known for his unique maturity and relentless focus on making music that feels good as a drummer, singer, and band leader. So he finished his master's at the Juilliard School, and he formed his ensemble, The Congregation. So they focus on sharing the power of community through their music, joyful jazz, which is very cool. They are actually going to be playing free. And they've opted to stick together and create globally conscious music with the intention to spread joy around the world. Could you not ask for a better band mission statement, I guess? They're going to be playing on the Georgia Street stage at 5:15 on June 24th. So as part of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, we have the opening weekend and the closing weekend. Now, the opening weekend is down at the Vancouver Art Gallery next Saturday, June 24th. All the shows are on that are free. It's a free event. It's going to be great. There's going to be food trucks and artist markets and just such fantastic music. And then at the end, to mark the closing of the 10-day festival at David Lamb Park over Canada Day, July 1st and 2nd, there is going to be another free concert event where you can see some great bands, and we're actually going to be profiling a couple of those in the next few songs. But without further ado, here is Sammy Miller and the Congregation. Don't forget to check them out for free down at the Georgia stage at 5:15 on Saturday, June 24th. This song is Lil Liza Jane. Get your feet ready for some tapping. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Say. Little Liza Jane, little Liza, little Liza Jane, Jane, little Liza, little Liza Jane, Jane, little Liza, little Liza Jane.
Oh, there she is.
Thank you.
It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble? You might get a little dirty.
But. Offer itself to me, because in our Dhanizat teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs. Listen to CITR. Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
We'll be right back.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Got a ticket to play. I won't be walking away. Feel all the weight of the world. I won't get another one, won't get another one, won't get another one, won't get. Will I be singing hallelujah when I walk out on the water?
Listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Royal Canoe with their song Walk Out the Water from their fantastically named album Something's Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. They are playing the last slot on the 2nd of July. So they are actually playing, they're the final band for the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival down at David Lamb Park Stage at 8:45 p.m. on Sunday, July 2nd, as part of, obviously, the festival. And it's a free event. So seeing as Monday's a holiday, you have no excuse not to be down at the David Lamb Park Stage for that. I'm going to be down there. Christian's going to be down there. It's going to be a fantastic event. And I can guarantee Royal Canoe is not going to disappoint. Love that song. Think that will be in my best of at the end of the year for sure. So they're Canadian and they're from Winnipeg and Steenbach, Manitoba. And the band formed in 2010 from members of three Manitoba bands. In 2014, they were nominated for Alternative Album of the Year at the Junos. And Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit is a 2016 release and their second full-length album. Unfortunately, they had some bad luck their way in October 2006. Their trailer containing all the instruments was stolen right out of the Sheraton Hotel parking lot in Montreal where they were staying. They set up an Indiegogo page to help fundraise to replace some of the equipment, having raised around $16,800. But I think if I remember correctly, there was like over $85,000 worth of equipment lost, unfortunately. So for such a wonderful band, I hate it when things like that happen. It's not fair. But musicians have enough of a struggle, especially independent musicians that don't have a massive record label behind them, have enough of a struggle just trying to get their music out there and being paid for their craft. So to have that as well happen. But they're still playing music. They're still resilient. And you can check them out at David Lamb Park Stage at 8:45 on Sunday, July 2nd. In the middle there, we had Nick West with her song Say Something from the album of the same name. She's a 24-year-old electric bassist and singer, and she was born in Phoenix, Arizona. Her father actually taught her how to play the rhythm guitar when she was 13 years old. And since then, she's obviously been on a bit of a journey discovering the bass in high school while listening to Michael Jackson's You Want to Be Starting Something. And you can't deny that that is a sick bass line from that album. Although she was taught how to sing at a young age, she also considers herself more of a bassist than a singer. So Say Something is her second album, and she's actually been offered through Fender an artist endorsement. So she was only one of the... was also one of the first musicians to play a Fender's first six-string bass. She is huge energy and a fantastic dresser. You would definitely want to go and see her down at the Georgia Street Stage on Sunday, June 25th at 5:15. So you've got Sammy Miller and the Congregation on Saturday at 5:15, then come back down again on Sunday, June 25th at 5:15 to check out Nick West at the Georgia Street Stage for the opening weekend of the Vancouver Art Gallery. It is going to be a blinder of a good show. She will probably melt your face off with her musical prowess. And then prior to that, we had Tammy Nielsen with her song Holy Moses from her album Don't Be Afraid. And she, 5:15 is the coveted spot. She is actually going to be playing at 5:15 on Saturday, July 1st as part of the Canada Day celebrations at David Lamb Park for the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. Now, Tammy was actually born in Canada but relocated to Auckland, New Zealand. So you couldn't get further away, could you, Canada to Auckland, where in 2007 where she is now based. Don't Be Afraid, she's released five albums, and her most recent album was Don't Be Afraid, released in 2015, debuted at number one on the New Zealand musical charts. And she grew up as a member of the Nielsens, performing with her parents and two brothers across North America and won a slew of awards. So that was my section of the show tonight. I hope you enjoyed the sort of snippet, the little taste test of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival that's starting next week. Obviously, what you heard tonight was just, like I said, a snippet of the over 200 shows that are going to be on during this 10-day festival. Not only are they ticketed, but there are free events as well as free workshops as well. So basically, Vancouver is going to be jumping over the next 10 days with wonderful music. So do yourself a favor, go out and check out some of the wonderful music on offer and discover something new, because there's a lot going on for that. Now we're going to switch gears, and this is a song that Christian chose called from Ostra, and the album is Utopia. Ostra is a Canadian, obviously, electronic band from Toronto, Ontario, and they were formed in 2009. And they named the band, band member's middle name was Ostra, which is also the name of the goddess of light in Latvian mythology. Their 2011 debut album, Feel It Break, was shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize. The album that we're going to listen to is Future Politics. It's their third studio album, and it was released in 2016 and has political themes interwoven through it. They're currently on tour in the US before heading to Europe on tour. So hopefully, maybe in the fall, they will be back in Canada for some Canadian music love. So without further ado, this is Ostra with Utopia. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Ooh. Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Are You Aware on Music That Has Something to Say. Sorry, I'll get there in the end. Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Hooded Fang with their song Tunnel Vision from their album Venus on Edge. And they're a Canadian indie rock band from Toronto. And they named themselves after a sandwich sold in the Portuguese quarter of their native Toronto. Their full-length first album, called Album, was released in 2010. They've been nominated for the Polaris Prize. And that was their new album, Venus on Edge, from 2016. Prior to that, we had Five Alarm Funk, their new album Sweat, which was released this year, and the song was Sweat. So there you go, it all works out. They're a nine-piece band, and they've had a decade-long career, and they are actually going to be playing the final show on Saturday, June 25th, at the Georgia Street Hotel, Georgia Street stage of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. They're the mystery band that's going to be playing the last slot for that night. So it is going to be funky down in the Vancouver Art Gallery. I would highly recommend you checking it out. So I only got 10 minutes left, and I've got three more great songs to play for you. The next song being Louise Burns with her song Dig from her album Young Mopes, which was released this year. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter, and she actually released a solo album in 2011 called Melodrama, and it was longlisted for a Polaris Music Prize. And she played a benefit for Tibet at UBC Thunderbird in late 2005 for the Vancouver chapter of the Tibetan Resettlement Project. So without further ado, here is Dig. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I'll be other day young.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and this is the last few minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. Up next, we have Soul Sandwich with Roet and Ola, and they'll be in to play some funky-ass tunes as they always do. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. Again, like we mentioned, TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, go and check that out. It's going to be a fantastic evening with lots, or a fantastic 10 days with lots of great bands to experience and discover. Without our last song for the night is Current Swell. They are an indie Victoria band from British Columbia, and they have obviously so many different music styles, but they're sort of known as surf rock. To date, they've released a total of 6 albums, and the one that we're hearing from is their new album, When to Talk and When to Listen, which makes sense for a lot of people, especially politicians, right about now. And their song that we're going to be listening to is Take It Easy. They actually first placed at the Vancouver Peak Performance Project, winning $100,000 as a top prize. They have been involved with a whole bunch of very cool stuff, including streamlining an online concert to benefit 2 charitable foundations close to their hearts, the BC Paraplegic Association and Life Rolls On. They were scheduled to play at Pemberton, but unfortunately it was cancelled. So here it is, not live, but it's still on the airwaves. This is Current Swell, Take It Easy, When to Talk and When to Listen. Christian and I are actually going to be off for our next show, but we will be back in mid-July to bring you some more great music. So enjoy the start of your summer and be kind to one another, or be good to one another, I should say, as I always do. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Seven nights and 7 days I left my home, 'cause I knew I couldn't stay. But I'm all right, I'm okay. I ain't gonna listen to you anyway. You're living.